I know how much you love to watch me, and you know how much I love being watched. We both left work early, and we both have been doing a much better job of leaving our work at the office. I usually get home first, since my office is much closer, but today is different. When I open the door, you're already there, sitting in the large, black, leather chair. I often joke, calling it your throne, and today, that seems especially appropriate. I shut the door behind me, and without saying a word, I slowly walk towards you. Confident, sultry, just a little bit slutty. If you didn't know better, you'd think that I was in control. I'm wearing a white blouse and a black pencil skirt. My hair is up in a bun and I have my glasses on. 4-inch black patent leather heels. I smile, listening to them make such a distinctive sound as they meet the hardwood floor. Once I'm standing in front of you, I let my hair down and shake my head, letting it fall down. I remove my glasses and place them on the table next to you. You press the button on a small remote and music fills the air. 9-inch nails. Closer. I smile and give you my best, sultry, sexy look and start to unbutton my blouse. Slowly moving to the music. One by one, they open, revealing my sexy, black, lace bra. I look into your eyes, not breaking contact, and you lean back, enjoying the show. I leave my blouse on, but open, as I slide the zipper on the side of my skirt down slowly. I slowly move my hips back and forth until the skirt slides down over my legs and down onto the floor. Black panties, garters, stockings. I turn around, away from you, and let the blouse slide down off my shoulders as I step out of the skirt around my feet. My hands reach up and unhook my bra in the back. I slide the straps off my shoulders and turn around, holding the cups against me. I'm teasing you now, and you're loving every minute of it. I lower my hands, revealing myself to you. I feel naked, raw, exposed. Standing before you in just my panties, garters, stockings, and heels. There is no doubt who is in control now, and when you raise your finger and make a small circling motion, I know what to do. I slowly turn around for you, letting you inspect me. I can feel your gaze washing over me. My heart is racing now, and I can feel myself squirming. When I complete my rotation, you summon me closer with just the bending of your finger. I lower my eyes, put my hands behind my back, and stand before you. You lean close to me, opening your knife and sliding it under my panties on the left side, where the fabric meets my thigh. I feel them stretch for a moment, and then part where the knife touches them. It slides all the way up to the waistband and effortlessly passes through it. I feel the cool air of the room on my cunt as the fabric falls away to the side. You leave the other side so they don't fall away Your hand reaches between my legs, and I start to breathe harder now. A moan escapes my lips as your fingers presses against my pussy. I'm wet. I can't hide it. Part of me wants to, but a bigger part of me doesn't. I love your touch, especially when it's rough. Your hand cups my pussy and squeezes, and I arch my back in response. I'm starting to ache. I want you. I want to be yours, completely. You direct me to the sofa sitting across from you. It matches your chair. Soft, black, leather. I sit and you instruct me. Knees up, you tell me, and I notice you reach over to the table and take a sip of a drink. You smile, watching me, as I pull my knees up, opening myself for you. Stocking-clad legs, parted. Heels on the sofa. I feel the fabric of my panties fluttering against my pussy, making me feel even more needy. Desperate. I squirm a bit, realizing that I feel more naked now than if I had have stripped completely. And then you say the words that set off tingles in my body and fireworks in my brain. Edge for me. I see you adjust yourself a bit in the chair, and I know that your cock is growing hard seeing me like this. I look at you for a moment. When our eyes meet, I'm filled with so many emotions. Wanting to please, wanting to come, wanting to ache for you, wanting to be told no, wanting to be told yes. I lower my head and look down, my fingers sliding along the lips of my pussy, playing with them, feeling my wetness. I close my eyes and inhale, holding my breath as I let my fingertips graze over my clit. It feels so good. And as the touch passes, I exhale, pausing for a moment to let the feelings register completely. I slide two fingers inside my wet pussy and let them glide in and out, slowly fucking myself. I press my thumb against my clit and start to make slow, agonizing circles over it, sending waves of pleasure across my whole body. I start to lose myself in the feelings and sensations, getting more and more turned on as I touch myself. As I get closer and closer to feeling an orgasm erupt, I look up at you and see you watching me. I can see your desire, your hunger, your need. I love how you look at me. And it adds to the feeling. I tease myself more. I know what you want, and I know how to make myself feel it. My fingers are now sliding into my wet cunt faster now, and my thumb is pressing harder against my clit. Rubbing faster. Harder. I squirm and twist. Eyes closed, head back. I feel my stomach tighten. I'm so close now. A tingling that starts in my stomach and thighs, slowly growing stronger and moving closer and closer to my pussy. I'm writhing like an animal now. I can hear myself groaning and whimpering. The sensation's creeping closer and closer in my pussy lips now. Once it reaches my clit, I'll explode. Shaking, screaming, coming. And just as it's about to push me over the edge, I stop. I close my eyes and feel myself breathing hard and fast, short breaths, and I whimper as the feeling slowly recedes. My clit is tingling now, aching to be touched. I know that if I do, I'll come. It takes everything I can muster to stop myself. I feel a mixture of sadness and relief as my orgasm starts to dissipate. First into my pussy lips, and then my thighs and stomach. Finally, it's gone. I swallow, and when I open my eyes, you're smiling at me, pulling me back into your world from my own. Slowly, my breathing returns to normal, and I manage a weak smile. I can feel my body covered in sweat. I was so close, so very, very close. You take another sip of your drink, and I lean back. I see your cock is now out, and you're stroking it as you watch. Seeing it makes me want you. No, need you. I want you inside me, in my mouth, in my cunt. I want to feel you, touch you, be used by you. Our eyes meet, and I'm lost in you. I've no words to tell you what I'm feeling. I watch for a moment as you stroke your hard cock. You give me a small smile and say the word I'm both aching for and dreading. Again. And now the words come to me, the only ones that I can manage in the moment. Yes, sir. And my fingers slip inside me once again.